Derek Warren here in studio with the Effingham County Chamber, Katie Custer. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on this chilly day.
Yeah, it is very cold outside, but it is the season for it.
We're in December now. It is the season.
I feel like we got a little spoiled by the nice temperatures going up to the middle of November.
We did.
But with December, there's usually all kinds of events going on. It's a little light this month, but we want to make sure to touch on the first things first here. On the 6th, the hometown Christmas did get rescheduled.
It did. I don't know about you all, but if you were checking out the weather last Saturday on the 29th, it was a little nasty out.
Yeah, so it was a little dangerous to drive.
Yeah, and it was a really hard decision to make. I know it's a tradition for so many people to enjoy that event, but have no fear. We got the opportunity to reschedule it, so it's not like it's completely canceled, but it is this Saturday, December the 6th, with a lot of the same fun. So we do have a few things that have changed. You know, vendors come from all over, and they rely on Christmas events to keep their schedule open. So, you know, a few aren't going to be able to make it, but we have some new ones that are coming out. So we're going to do a huge bubble party with our friends at Wild Foam Adventures. Cool. Possibility of a Christmas story times. We're adding that. We have a mini horse that is rumored to be coming. So though we might not have carriage rides and the reindeer like we typically do, it's still the same Christmas magic that, you know, everybody comes to expect. And I mean, the best part is the lighted parade.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I always want to see the parade. And it seems like a lot of times for, like, the events to kick off are the same as they would have been last Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we're still doing, you know, some of the Christmas cookie decorating and the reindeer food and then all of the vendors, yeah, for the lighted parade are basically the same. We've had a couple change here and there. But let's be honest, the most important part of the Christmas lighted parade is Santa.
Oh, of course.
Finally coming to his house to welcome everybody to visit him on the square in downtown Effingham. So again, the same Christmas magic, just postponed a little bit.
Yeah, just moved to the next week because of weather.
And
it's all for the best. Want to make sure people are safe when they go out there. So
absolutely,
that's why it was moved. Safety is first.
Yes.
So that is coming up on the 6th. So make sure to mark your calendars for that. But the day before that, we actually had the first event of this month.
Yes. So it is a lighter month for us in terms of events. You know, everybody else is worried about their own Christmas parties than the chamber events, which we understand. But we are doing our last First Friday networking event of the month, or I guess of the year. And it will be at Gabby Goat. Of course, you know, Christmas sweaters and ugliness, I guess you could say, is encouraged, but we split everybody up into their own tables and they're going to have to answer some fun Christmas questions around their table of people. And then, of course, enjoying some delicious Gabby Goat food.
Who doesn't love trivia?
I mean, come on, right? I'm not very good at it, but I sure enjoy it.
Test your knowledge and then you'll learn something along the way. It's a
absolutely
win-win. So that is on Friday, this Friday, and that starts at 10 at noon, right?
Correct. Yep, noon to 1. We do ask for RSVPs for that just so we can plan for food accordingly. So they can just give us a call at the chamber or register on our website.
Is there a cutoff time or date for that?
That morning. So that morning by about 9 or 9:30, we ask, you know, we got to cut it off at that point. Yeah. Just for the Gabby Goat. We got to help our friends out there.
Yeah, so you got to make sure they know how many heads they're going to have
there. Yes.
All right, so that is two events back-to-back days there, 5th and 6th. The next one is actually the following week. It's a ribbon cutting.
Yes, we have a ribbon cutting on, December the 10th at 1:30 at Eastland Apartments, which is the new apartment complex kind of over by Gabby Goat. We were just talking about them.
Yeah.
But we're excited to offer more housing within the community with one of our great chamber members. So we invite everybody to come out and celebrate that at 1:30.
Yeah, every time I hear about the city wanting to build something is usually centered around housing.
So yes, it's
that's
needed.
Always good.
It's and needed in this community.
Yeah, so that's why we're celebrating a new housing in the area.
Absolutely.
It is one of the most needed things in the city. So.
And Jessica, who actually does those apartments, she doesn't do anything, you know, bad. All of her apartments are beautiful, so we're excited to have more availability within the community.
Yeah, definitely showcase those things where they're at. So
the
next day there is a business after hours as well. This one is at St. Anthony's Pediatric Center.
Yeah, so they just opened this brand new pediatric center here in our community. So it's like a top-notch facility and offerings that aren't available within probably 90 to 100 miles of Effingham. So we're there to celebrate their new building. It's got a rock wall for the kids and tons of stuff for like speech pathology and anything that's needed to help the pediatric patients. So cool. Come out 5 to 7 and kind of take a tour of that facility and just see all the great offerings that they have.
Yeah, sounds awesome. That is, again, that is on the following day on the 11th. That starts at 5 p.m. So
correct.
Obviously after hours, 5 p.m. So
correct.
The next one is another ribbon cutting. So we've got a couple of them this month.
Yes, another ribbon cutting. I believe it's at 10 o'clock. Is that correct? On December the 16th?
Yes.
South Central FS has actually opened another portion of their business. They just keep expanding like crazy. So it's at their facility that's on Willow Street here in town. But their new facility, their new business within that is something that does like garage overhead doors, etc.
Okay.
So we're excited to celebrate that in our community. I mean, anything that South Central FS does is top notch. So we're excited to celebrate with them.
Yeah, we understand that. We share the building with
them.
They seem to be renovating quite a bit here all the time. So
yeah.
They're always upgrading and new things and it shows with their new location as well. They're getting into a different brand almost.
Yeah. Ag is such a huge part of this community. I mean, agriculture, just so many people are involved with it. Maybe not directly, but it's somewhere in ya. And, you know, the fact that they continue to grow with this community is huge. So.
Yeah, definitely. They're a staple of Effingham for sure.
Yes.
There's not really any other events going on, but the chamber is closed for the days surrounding and on Christmas Day.
Yes, we do close. You know, gives us some time with our friends and family. So typically we're closed like the last couple weeks of December into the first. We kind of save up all of our paid time off to enjoy those 2 weeks with our family. But, you know, if they need anything, we will be checking emails and voicemails throughout the holiday season just to keep people in the loop, but gearing up for a really, really busy and exciting 2026.
Definitely. Yeah, it may be a little bit light this month, which helps for the holiday season.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of good events going on. And once again, don't forget about the Downtown Hometown Christmas being rescheduled to the 6th. So you didn't miss it last week, but for sure.
Yeah, we still have so much Christmas fun ready to go for you. So this Saturday, December the 6th, 3 to 5.
Yeah, and one quick reminder, make sure to check out the Wonderland in Lights. That is still going on. It'll be there through the new year, I think the 2nd or 3rd, whenever they start taking those down.
Yes, I'm going to tell you. So that's something that the city of Effingham does, and I might be the number one supporter. I go through it there almost every day. I keep, like, dollar bills in my glove box just so that way I can go through and continue to support it. But we actually, the chamber has a light that we sponsor. It's right when you go into the right of the entrance, you'll see our little elf. He's awesome. So make sure to check that out all throughout the holiday season.
Cool. Yeah. And you never know what you might see. It changes every year with those decorations.
It does. And there's some new ones this year. So I've already been through an embarrassing amount of times.
That's not embarrassing. It's always good this time of year.
Yes. Yes.